And now an update on this developing story out of France. About 300 police officers have cornered a 24-year-old man in the city of Toulouse. That man's believed to have murdered three French paratroopers last week and four people, a rabbi and three children, at a local school on Monday. David Loyne, with our partner, the BBC, is reporting that the head of a prison in Kandahar, Afghanistan, says Mohammad Murrah, that's the suspect, escaped from Afghanistan in a Taliban jailbreak there in 2008. The Frenchman had been sentenced to 3 years behind bars after his arrest, carrying bomb-making equipment. But in the meantime, the standoff continues in Toulouse. We're joined now by Arnaud Castagnier, a freelance journalist and blogger in Paris who's been writing about these shootings and the impact that they're having on France. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, hello. Thank you very much for inviting me to discuss with you about Toulouse and the impact on the presidential election.
Well, what is that impact then? Do people feel as though the authorities, and in particular Nicolas Sarkozy, are not handling this well?
Well, that's kind of an attack that already has been done by by Marine Le Pen, who said that Muslim fundamentalism has been underestimated in France in the last months. I personally disagree with that, but for sure that's going to be an important topic during the campaign.
Well, I assume that people are referring to the fact that it's now revealed that this suspect had actually already been under the eye of the authorities because he was identified as a radical terrorist. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. Interior Minister already said that this man belongs to Al-Qaeda. However, for the moment, apparently it's more likely that he was acting alone and also radicalized by Al-Qaeda's ideas during a trip in Afghanistan. But we don't have so many details, so let's just be cautious about it.
We're speaking with a freelance journalist and blogger, Arnaud Castagnier, who's been writing about the shootings. And there's a standoff, as I said, going off on still in Toulouse between this suspect and 300 or so police officers. Arnaud, I wonder what you think about the comments, many of them even coming from outside France, that this is a kind of a window into a problem of anti-Semitism in your country.
Well, I'm not sure I'm not sure anti-Semitism increased in France in the last years. I think it's more linked to the fact that France, but also the UK, the US, and many other countries are a target for fundamentalists. I'm not sure it's because of the fact that we have many Jews, more or less, etc. I'm not sure that's the most relevant comment. I think it's something that could have happened also in the UK, in the US, in Spain, in many other countries. I'm not sure it's only specific to France.
Well, take a listen to this comment here from Rabbi Avi Weiss of the Coalition for Jewish Concerns.
It is really important to note that there were Jews and Muslims who were murdered because of who they are. And the world has to understand that any human being who was murdered because of who he or she is not only the murder of that human being, it has to be perceived as the murder of every human being. And every person of moral conscience has to stand up and declare no, that we're not going to tolerate it.
Arnaud Castagnier, in light of the many sort of conflicts going on between people of Muslim faith in France and the fact that France has the largest Jewish community in Europe, could this cause some, religious tension there?
We have tension in France, not only vis-à-vis the Jewish community, but in general. For the moment, representatives of both communities, both Muslim and Jewish, have said that we should keep the country united and we should not give a chance to the radicals. Let's just keep in mind that the soldiers that have been killed, some of them were Muslims, another one were Catholic. So it's also linked to the fact that France have soldiers. France has soldiers in Afghanistan. So it's not because of the Israel and Palestine conflict. I think it's more global. It's part of the war of the jihadists against Western societies.
So Arnaud Castagnier, freelance journalist and blogger in Paris, what is the broader impact then? Is it mainly political? When all the dust settles, will this really be about holding the current administration to account?
Sorry, can you repeat, please?
Do you think that in the end, after all this is over, the standoff is over, and hopefully the suspect is taken into custody, that really this will be about how well Nicolas Sarkozy and his administration handled it?
I'm not sure. For the moment, extreme right started to criticize Nicolas Sarkozy because of the fact that that man was followed by the intelligence service and was not arrested before. There's also a context in France during this campaign. Islam has been a topic for the right wing, both for Nicolas Sarkozy and Marine Le Pen. So I'm not sure the topic is going to be did Sarkozy do a good job or not, but the topic could be how to protect France against this kind of attack by terrorists.
All right. Well, if Nicolas Sarkozy has to deal with some of the blame, what then do you make of this report that this man may have escaped from a prison in Afghanistan during a Taliban jailbreak?
Yeah, for the moment we don't have for the moment details about his trip to Afghanistan are still sketchy, but of course it's very worrying if it's true. If he escaped from an Afghan jail, then took a flight to France and was followed by the intelligence service without being arrested or without anything to be done, for sure that would be extremely worrying. But we don't have that many details about that.
So I don't know, this is a one-off, or are people in France still are worried about their security, more worried about their security?
Yeah, people are more worried. I would say that people are shocked, but they are not terrorized. A lot of people, especially in the Muslim community, are very worried about political reactions. We would like politicians to act and say things like Norwegian Prime Minister said, that against those terrorists, the best answer is the value and is open-mindedness.
Yeah.
So let's just hope that the minorities are not going to be affected by such
a thing. Arnaud Castagnier, freelance journalist and blogger in Paris.